Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's WIP Afternoon Show. That's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. Over there is Jack Fritz. Tomorrow at this time, 4:30, it is a huge day in the history of the WIP Afternoon Show. Huge day in the history of WIP. Huge day in the history of journalism, professional football. Huge day in the history of Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, Spike Eskin. In that tomorrow at 4:30, we will debut the first power rankings for Eagles Insider of the Year. People have been talking about this. A lot of people are vying for the number one spot, which isn't awarded tomorrow, but the power rankings come out tomorrow. So it's sort of like the MVP ladder that NBA.com does.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the power rankings. We'll see where everybody sits as we go into the NFL draft. So it's not, big.
I noticed
big
you didn't mention accountability in your thing there, but yeah. Accountability is also back.
Big day for accountability.
Yeah,
yeah.
The biggest, I think you could say.
Now, didn't Elliot say something off air that I asked if could be counted toward? He said something off air that I asked if could be counted.
Isaiah Rodgers,
Insider of the Year. No, we didn't talk about Isaiah Rodgers.
Well, he did
here.
Say he said he knew he was going to be back.
Oh.
That was in a text message, so I'm not counting that.
No, it's got to be public.
Yeah.
It's got to be public.
He's trying to count too many things for Insider of the Year.
Wait a minute.
I mean, if that were the case, yeah.
You'd be Insider of the Year.
Yes.
If we could count all the off-air stuff, holy moly, Ike would be Insider of the Year. So that is tomorrow at 4:30. But today at 4:30, we have a 7-0 baseball team, and here's your chance to talk about it with the Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I do like that intro.
Like, yes, you do.
It's nice that it's like a 40s sounding intro, 40s, 50s.
Battle loves his old-timey journalist voice.
Has Battle ever worked as hard as he has since the new show has started? I mean, we got a lot of returns for Battle. The text line's back. I mean, he's working overtime for the new show.
It's good. He's off twice a week every week.
See, Ike thinks he's off these days when he's really just working at home, which I do appreciate because, again, we're a show on accountability based on accountability. But he's not really off.
But we've seen him here more, I think.
We have. Yeah, I think he likes you. I think he's just like, oh, my God,
Spike's
back.
Here.
Oh,
yeah,
no way.
I think that's what it is.
What a gravitating personality you are.
Well, Battle and I go back a long ways. When he first came here, when he got hired, I was sort of his first friend here. And then his...
Only friend.
Only friend.
Yes.
Yeah, well, still are.
Some may argue to this day.
I thought he was a weirdo, yeah.
Yeah, he is. It's very weird.
It's definitely weird. So in the Jackie Baseball Report today, I got a couple things. So first, how about freaking Ranger, man?
Yes.
I mean, 25 scoreless innings. It is the longest scoreless inning streak by a Philly starter since Cliff Lee in 2011.
Mm.
And when you watch him, It reminds me so much of Cliff. I know you have a comp, and that's fine. But like when he gets in the rhythm, and I didn't hate Rob Thompson pulling him early. He threw 88 pitches.
Well, and especially because he threw a complete game the outing before.
It's April. We don't need to run Ranger into the ground. He pitched 88 pitches. They had to get some bullpen guys in there. Soto, Hoffman. Didn't hate that. But, man, he is just in total, total command right now.
He reminds me of a left-handed Greg Maddux. Like just the way he works, you know, when you watched Maddux, first of all, he worked quickly, but also when you watch Greg Maddux, it wasn't like you were watching a guy that was throwing, he wasn't throwing 98, 99 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. It wasn't his stuff that was the first thing that jumped out at you. It's that he never lost composure. It's that he put his pitches where he wanted them to go. He had great location. And watching Rangers sort of reminds me of that. I can't believe how good he is. I said yesterday when we were doing leading off that he will be my player to count on until he is not. And he lives up to it every time. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's just so funny because like it's not like his stuff pops.
No.
Like it's just kind of, he just is aggressive in the strike zone.
Yeah.
He threw all five of his pitches. It broke down like 20% each. So you have no idea what pitch is kind of coming next, which is how you keep guys off balance. He's in a ridiculous rhythm right now.
Turnbull's stuff pops more than Rangers does.
I agree.
Yeah.
And he's a great defensive player out there.
Yes.
He better win the Gold Glove.
That would be awesome.
He hasn't been qualified the last couple of years for no. Like, Zach Wheeler somehow won the Gold Glove last year, and Rangers always been a better defensive pitcher. So, Rangers just on a roll. And just on the team in general, it kind of feels like they've settled into the season. You know, the first week it was panic in the streets, like the expectations got to him. You told us you're going to win or compete for the division. Mm-hmm. And the defense has taken a step forward. You know, hasn't really killed them recently. Trey has been really good for a bit over there. The base running mistakes seem like they're kind of cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, they've settled into the season. They're not going to win every game on the way out. For Spike and I's sake, could use a loss tonight. But,
I want y'all all the way up to 10 miles. To 10 miles.
Dude, I just got a hip replacement 5 months ago. I'm not walking 10 miles.
We'll break it up.
I'll never be here.
Listen, I'm not the one who put it out there that I was walking miles. Do you hear me complaining about walking miles?
No.
Yeah, because you know why?
Because you know,
I'm not walking miles.
Yeah.
If they get the 10 wins, will you give us?
They can get the 20 in a row. It wouldn't matter. I'm just going to enjoy the wins.
Enjoy the wins, man.
Yeah.
Unless we park Ike's car 10 miles from the building, he is not walking
exactly,
10 miles.
Yeah, I'm not walking.
Does an Uber count?
10 miles. I'd be back home by the time if I walk 10 miles.
You're exactly right. But I think they've kind of calmed down. They settled in, and I feel like we're going to see more. This is where they usually get to in June, and it's good to see them getting here in April.
It did. I'm not discounting anything. Did help to play two of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Oh, the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best part about it, they took care of business.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't 4-2. It wasn't even 5-1. Hell, it was 6-0.
Yeah. Swept them.
Love it.
You got anything else, Jackie Baseball?
That's about
it. Come on, man. Give me a little Bomer.
Well, we got
Come on, Rojas.
If you want to do one more thing.
Come on, man.
How about Rojas?
How about him?
Like, Rojas' flowers.
Does not look like a disaster at the plate. And like he had a triple last night, which was phenomenal to see. At least he's not striking out. He's not chasing. Mm-hmm. He's walking a little bit. He's hitting the ball with some conviction. So, I mean, maybe we don't need Trout because we got Johan Rojas.
So
I wouldn't go that far.
It's all right. I already figured out the pivot, Ike. Don't worry. We're going Castellanos can ship himself to L.A.
So do you think Castellanos had another two hits last night, I think?
Yeah.
Do you think he's out of it? Or he's still not driving the ball?
Yeah, he's got one extra base hit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And the one was a blooper over the first baseman's head. So.
And I'm losing money the last four straight games betting
you bet home
run
runs.
That is coming because he has one coming.
Sure. It should happen.
In Cincinnati.
Because he dominates that ballpark.
He does.
Are the odds still crappy? I mean, are they like plus 450?
Yeah, it was like 470.
Which is a joke. He's got
still
one
plus 470.
He's got one extra base hit on the year. So that's beyond annoying.
The other thing, Stott sort of looks a little lost out there.
He
too.
Does.
Yeah.
I tried to bring him out of it yesterday. Yeah,
did not work.
He got two RBIs, though.
He did.
He got one RBI with the sac fly, I think. Or the infield hit.
The infield. They beat out the double play.
Yeah.
Right.
He got two RBIs yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he had the sack in the first. I was driving home. My bad. Donovan Chestnut.
Desiree has a Johan Rojas question. What is that, Desiree? You're on WIP.
Hello, guys. Hey, I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
Hey. Hi, Desiree.
Hi, how are you? So we, in my house, we're all big baseball fans of the Phillies. And we always have a conversation or debate on who's faster, Johan or Trey Turner. What do you think? I think it's Johan.
Yeah.
Foot race. If there was a foot race between these two, who would win?
I would take Rojas.
You
Rojas?
Would?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I would go with Trey Turner.
Really?
I don't. And honestly, I don't know who's faster because they both are pretty fast.
Yeah, I'd like to see that race.
Yeah.
Let's get that together.
You know what, Desiree? I just haven't seen, and Rojas is pretty fast.
Yeah, he is.
I just haven't seen Trey Turner, when he's running the bases, I don't think I've seen anything like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I literally think he's going to beat out every infield hit as long as it's hit deep.
You know what I might be not giving Trey Turner the benefit of the doubt.
Because he's a white guy?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What
he
is this?
Glides, dude. He glides.
Would you, Jackie Baseball, in a foot race, let's say 100-yard dash, Johan Rojas or Trey Turner?
I would take Trey Turner.
Wow, really?
No, I think both are number one. I know you're a big fan of this, Spike, so sit down. But sprint speed. I think they're both number one in sprint speed in baseball right now. Hmm. They're the fastest team in baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with Schwarber?
Yeah.
How about he scored from first base?
Oh, he's a little spry. I was told he's going to clog the bases, by the way. Harper's a fast first baseman. Stott's the second in sprint speed among second basemen. Trey's number one amongst shortstops. JT's the fastest catcher. Johan Rojas is the second fastest center fielder. And Brandon Marsh is the third fastest left fielder.
Wow.
I know. Are you excited?
I'm fired up.
That's I never expected to hear.
They're so fast.
Thank you. And Desiree, your pick would be?
It would be Rojas.
Okay.
We're on. Thank you for the call, Desiree.
I tell you what, could we agree that it would be a photo finish?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a photo finish. I don't think anybody, either one of those guys, is like running away from each other.
On an off day, why don't they, little good social media content?
Yeah.
Let's see the race. Let's do it.
And throw Schwarber in there for kicks.
Absolutely.
Now, Hugh, by the way. Schwarber's killing Hugh in a race.
I said that, man.
Wait a minute. Did Hugh think he could beat Schwarber in a race?
Yes.
Nah, come on, Hugh.
This is the snack Schwarber. This is Schwarber. I think he's lost a few.
Yeah. Come on. Hugh, you're 50-something
years old.
50-something
years old, yeah. It's in his head.
Yes.
He's like, man, I know I can outrun that guy.
What do you think if you train?
It's like when I say I can outrun Alshon.
You never liked Alshon.
I know, but he's one of the slow receivers that I feel like I can run faster than.
We've had this conversation before. What do you think if you trained, what do you think your 40 speed could be today?
Today?
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I said, Spike.
Yep.
It'll be true to the day I can't run anymore.
Okay.
If they ever line me up, I don't care what age I'm at, but if I get in the starting blocks to run a 40-yard dash, I'm breaking 5 flat. I'll never run anything over 5 seconds.
Even at
this age, right now, 5 flat is slow.
I've always wanted to make Ike run the 40.
Yeah. Now, I actually remember you were here, but you probably wasn't PD. You were still APD in it. I did it with Michael B.
You ran it?
Yeah.
No, that was before me.
Yeah, we did it down at FDR.
Oh, no, that was before me.
I had to go show him.
And what? Did you break 5?
Of course I did. I ran a 4.8.
Now, that was
4.7.
8, 9 years ago.
It was a while ago.
Do you think you'd beat me in the 40?
With ease.
Oh, come on.
I don't think so.
With ease. It's only one thing you can do better than me.
You smell that?
What?
I smell it.
It's only one thing you can do better than me. Drive a golf ball.
Oh, really?
Well, two things. Throw pitching in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
There's no way I can throw.
Throw a football.
Throw pitching. I don't know.
No, I've seen him throw.
It was Division
III. Well, I can throw it, but I'm certainly not going to throw it as fast, as hard as he's throwing.
Yeah, I was throwing the old ball around the other day.
Yeah.
I can still spot it. Mm. But don't you worry about it.
I don't know.
Anytime you need it.
I looked up your Division III stats when you were in college. Not very good.
I'm just letting everyone know, I'm not going to respond when you say Division III because you're going to keep doing it. So,
it only took you a week to figure that out.
Well, I had to keep correcting him, and then I was like, you know what? I'm the idiot.
Yes.
That's the key here. Always realize you're the idiot.
Do you know what you just did? You just responded to it.
So
we're clear.
No, I know. I just let everyone else know inside the show for a second.
Seth in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
Hey, I'm on my way to Passover dinner. Happy Passover, guys.
Happy Passover, Seth.
Happy Passover.
Thank you. So, yeah, how about that Power Ranger, first of all? Really impressive. Looks like we got three aces, perhaps.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Loving that.
Yeah, how often do you have three guys in the top 10 in Cy Young voting? I mean, Cy Young odds.
Yeah, honestly.
The Phillies have three starters inside the top 10.
Oh, in odds?
In odds.
I haven't looked at the odds.
Yeah.
Is Wheeler the favorite, I assume?
Yes, he's the favorite,
yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine if Ranger Suarez, hang on 1 second, Seth. Can you imagine if Ranger Suarez won the friggin' Cy Young?
Plus 13,000 before the season.
What's he now?
Plus four?
Plus two.
Plus two?
I know. 2,000?
In some places, he's plus 1,500.
I got him at plus six a week ago.
Oh, there you go.
Just saying.
There you go. I'm sure that'll pay off.
After that complete game.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple buddies of mine were thinking about placing something there on Cy Young on Ranger.
Yeah.
We'll see. Why not?
Look, he's looking great right now.
Yeah.
Seth, what do you got on the Sixers?
The Sixers. Last week, I was one of the guys who got in on time on my all-in. Guys, I think I'm all out now. I'm just, and you know what? It's not even the officiating, even though the Sixers are, I believe, the worst rating against, worst calls against rating in the NBA. It's not even that. It's just the lack of help that Embiid and Maxey are getting. I thought it would be Embiid that was going to cause this concern for me, was my caveat. But we're just not getting enough. Heald's been a major disappointment. I'm not seeing enough from the other guys. I'm looking at that stat score. It's really disappointing.
I'll agree and disagree, Seth. But I agree in that I expected to get more out of some of those guys. But I will disagree in that when you have two guys who you are labeling as true superstars, you can't complain that the fourth best guy or the fifth best guy on the roster isn't giving you
right.
enough. When you're built like the Knicks are currently, and the Knicks do not have any, you know, Jalen Brunson's making a good salary, but he's not making $50 million a year. Julius Randle is, again, making a good salary, not making, and nobody is accusing either of those guys of being a top 10 player in the NBA. I guess Brunson sort of sniffed that, but when you have a guy like Embiid and then you layer on a guy like Maxey, a lot of what you're looking for in role players is not guys who need the ball a bunch,
right?
because you have so much usage out of those two guys. So I've been incredibly disappointed with Heald. I've been disappointed with Oubre in the playoffs for sure, but I guess I just don't know. You can't say that's why they didn't win. I don't think. I can't get there with that.
I think it's a major factor. There were a lot of other role players on the Knicks that I feel have stepped in and made big threes and big moments, you know, made a difference.
100%. But and thank you for the call, Seth. To my point, those guys, you know, Dante DiVincenzo has played a lot and shot a lot over the last few months, scoring 20 points a game.
Yep.
Josh Hart plays 45 minutes a game. These are guys who are being asked to do those things regularly, and that is the build of the team. The build of our team is not that.
Yep.
So more of your calls on the Sixers after Jack tells you how to get a dishwasher.
That's exactly right. Because, listen, if you listen to this show, and you know what time it is.
Yeah.
We're all about appliances.
We're all about appliances. When you think of the face of appliances, you think of Jack Fritz. And the place to go for appliances is National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, let me ask you this. How are you sure that you're going to get the best price? Like, do they have anything there for that?
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Not only is it in tax-free Wilmington, which obviously adds to
that's important.
It's massive. They also have something called Price Assure. And Price Assure instantly updates the tags in the store. When you go, I was down there a couple weeks ago. When you go in, you see a price. If there's a other price elsewhere, different appliance store that is lower, Price Assure instantly updates the tag right there in front of you. So you have the lowest prices. But on top of that, excellent service and over 100 brands displayed in their 15,000 square foot showroom. A huge showroom, a lot of experience. It is just a phenomenal, phenomenal place down at Tax Free Wilmington. You can also save an extra 35% on GE appliances. They have GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram appliances. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in Tax Free Wilmington today and tell them Jack Fritz sent you.
Dave in Lexington, you're on 94WIP. Yes, I was about to say YSP. I was all confused. This is my first slip up. What's up, Dave?
Hey. Spike, thanks for taking the call. Jack, Ike, how you guys doing?
What's up, Dave?
Don't ask how we're doing. We're doing great. Thank you, though, Dave.
I forgot that was one of the six rules we made last.
Yeah.
My bad, Spike.
All good.
No, last night, you know, you can't give up the points like that in threes. But to echo the last call, the L2 marks. Look at that chart today. But how do they not see the timeout that Nick's trying to call? Is the biggest issue I have, let alone the mirrored holding on Maxey's jersey like we saw Bradberry had in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the only thing I could come up with, Dave, is that they were probably – I'm speaking solely about the Nick Nurse calling, because we all can see that he was trying to call timeout there. They were focused in on the action. When there's that little scrum, that little melee right there, I think they're looking more at that. For instance – when that happens, if Tyrese Maxey were to call timeout, I think there's a timeout granted because they're looking right at Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah. And by the way, if he just – honestly, if I could take back of all the timeouts and all the missed free throws and blah, 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 if I could take back one thing that one player did or one person did last night, watching Maxey try to pass that ball – when he's laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just wrapping
to
it
Lowry.
Up.
To Lowry, yeah, when he's trying to get it to Lowry, yeah.
And I know he's probably scared of a jump ball. But wrap it up, scream timeout. It is stunning him trying to pass that ball. I mean, what a panic move that was from him.
Yeah.
A great game. We keep couching it with, I love Maxey.
Because he hit so many big shots late in the fourth quarter, man.
I lost it when he hit that three.
Yeah.
I lost it. Screamed. Curse, all that kind of stuff. Dave, you think they can win the series?
I think they still can. I think that the ball just, I mean, the cliche, the ball just hasn't bounced our way. But, you know, if Maxey and MB keep doing what they're doing, one of these guys is going to have to get hot. I think Batum last week against the Heat, that was the guy who I've been hoping we'd see more of in games one and two. And he hit some big shots last night, but going back to Wells Fargo this week, I think Game 3 is going to be a great crowd, great atmosphere. Our fans want to show Knicks fans that they're trash and their bravado in the Garden the last two nights. I mean, they're lucky they're up 2-0. I mean, really, it should be 1-1, but I think the Sixers still have a chance. I'm not all out. I'm still in. Maxey's our guy from UK, so he's my vested interest player for me. But the big guys, the two of them keep doing what they're doing, someone's going to bust out.
Yeah, I actually think Thursday is a Oubre game. I think he's due.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like you're not an Oubre guy.
No, I like Oubre.
Oh, okay.
No, I like Oubre. I just like Toby more.
Right. It's when Oubre gets thrown in your face.
No, I like Oubre because Oubre is the type of player that reminds me of myself. He's one of those guys you got to
– chucker.
Yeah, and you got to almost do a little bit of everything.
Right.
You got to do a little bit of everything. And so he's the guy because he rarely lacks confidence. I can see when he gets back home, the energy of the crowd.
Yes.
I think he feeds off of that. He has one of those games where he can give you 15 to 20 points.
He is a great example. We were talking earlier about role players that play better at home. Mm-hmm. Oubre is a great example of somebody who I think can thrive off the home court atmosphere rather than. And he hasn't been in the playoffs since, I'm trying to think.
I think it was
Washington.
Yeah, and
16,
I think 17. 17. I think they said it was 17.
With those
Beal
Wall teams. Yeah. It's amazing he's even old enough to have been on those teams.
I know, because I didn't even expecting him. Yeah, what is he?
He's around 30. Yeah.
Oh, is he? I thought he was more like 26, 27.
No, I think he's 29, 30. He's been in the league for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
real quick.
Yeah.
Got a text on an update on my 40-yard dash.
Yes.
Barrett Brooks was there. He was there with me when we did it. He ran a 40-yard dash, too.
Yes.
Did not look as good as my 40-yard dash. But Barrett, he remembered, and he told me, dude, you ran a 4.6 that day.
Yeah, calling BS. Yeah, no shot.
That sounds
over 4.6.
Oh yeah,
get you back to the combine, kid. I mean, you have a
first of all, I ran a 4.57 at the combine,
and you run a 4.6 when you were 42.
Yeah,
40.
Yeah, 4.6.
All right.
Yeah.
Barrett Brooks, by the way, he's failed a lot.
I mean,
we
had a stopwatch. We were there. We did it.
It seems like a quick watch. it's like the 61-yarder, the Jake Elliott field goal game. Yeah, it's a quick watch.
Yeah.
Or does it crush my confidence?
No, you're good. No, never. Never. Never.
We could never crush your confidence. Speaking of confidence, how many Fritz segments do we have? The top five at five is next the afternoon show on WIP.
Not enough.
Hey, the road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run. I do that every time I read this. With $150. Now, just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. How about three-pointers made? Let's go with the over for tonight. You got the Bucks taking on the Pacers. I'm looking at Dame Lillard. Let's go over in three-pointers made for him. That's 3+. How about the over under total points in that game? Under has been hitting a lot in a lot of these playoff games. I guess they really do play defense in the playoffs. So I would go with the under in that game. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.